Well, the big question is, should I keep it or not? Hi guys, it's Matt, aka Sonic Maverick, here on Audio Boom, and I would like some help making a decision. I'm a bit uncertain what to do. Basically, I pre-ordered the iPhone 6S standard size in gold, 64 gig model, and it was due for delivery last week on the 25th of September. I was away in Tenerife at the time, so I rearranged the delivery with DPD, which is the courier that EE uses, and for delivery this morning. And it came today. This is Monday the 5th, I think it is. Yeah, Monday the 5th. And I got the phone, and I looked at the box, and I was like, "Oh, that's a big box. Apple must have changed the packaging." So I tore the cellophane off, because, of course, being blind, I couldn't see the box at this point. So I tore the cellophane off, and I took the lid off. And I was like, oh. Now, I knew that the 6S was supposed to be bigger than the 6, and certainly bigger than the 5S, but I didn't realize it was that big. So I took it out of the tray. I left the plastic on the screen and everything, and I took it out and I held it in my hand. I was like, this is a plus. This is the 6S plus that I've been sent by mistake. Anyway, I called EE, and to be sure, they have given me a contract for a 6S, and they've made me pay an upfront fee for a 6S. And I'm paying the monthly line rental for 24 months as if I had a 6S. But their warehouse has sent me a 6S Plus by mistake. Now, it turns out that if I want to change it for the 6S standard, the process is so tedious, and I found out the reason why. And this is because once the phone has been sent to you, the mobile phone company cannot resell it. So if I send it back to them, even if I hadn't torn the cellophane off, so if I'd left the box untampered with, and I sent it back to EE and said, I want my iPhone 6S standard size instead, they still could not resell the one they sent me in error. It would have to go out as refurbished stock. They can't sell it as a new phone now, and especially not now that I've torn the cellophane off. So it's cost them £1,000 to send it to me, because obviously the 6S Plus is more expensive than the 6S standard size, which is, I think, about £800 on contract. So it's already cost them more money to send me this phone. Now, I was speaking to somebody, and I won't mention any names or anything, but I was speaking to somebody who knows about this sort of thing, and they said the reason is, if you send the current phone that they've sent you back, although it cost them £200 more than the phone you should have had, they can't resell it as new, so they'll have to sell it as refurbished stock or give it out on an insurance claim or something, which means it's really only worth about £200 to them. And then they'd have to send you a new iPhone 6S standard size, which is another £800. So all in all, that's cost them, you know, roughly £1,800. Whereas if they let you keep it, it's only cost them £200 more, because it's £1,000 versus £800 for the different sizes. And so the process is this. This is the what will happen. If I want to change it for a 6S standard, they're going to first of all send me a bag, which will take 3 to 5 working days to come. So that should arrive by Thursday or Friday this week. I then have to pay for recorded delivery to send the phone back to EE. So that will arrive maybe Monday or Tuesday next week. And that's going to cost me £7.50, which they have to refund because they've made an error at their end. So I'll get that money back, but we're talking Tuesday next week. So they'll get the phone. When it's arrived at the post room, at the EE head office or whatever, it then gets unpacked and processed onto the system. That can take 48 to 72 hours. Then they will refund me the £50 that they charged me for the phone up front. That can take up to 7 days to get back to my bank account. In the meantime, they'll downgrade my new contract back to my old one again. Then I'll have to contact them once I get my refund and re-upgrade. At that point, they'll make a new charge of £50 to me, and they will then send me out a new phone, which could... That's provided they have it in stock. And I want the gold one in 64 gigabytes. If they don't have that in stock by the time... So bearing in mind, we could be, not next week, but early the week after, could be Monday of the following week before I can even do the upgrade. So they may by then not have any gold 64 gigabyte 6Ss in stock. So I might then have to wait for a new shipment. But even if they do have it in stock, we're still looking at potentially, you know, a couple of days before they can ship that out to me and so on and so forth. So they're really making it very, very difficult for me to send this phone back. And that would seem to bear up if it's going to cost them effectively the cost of two phones if I have it changed. Whereas if I keep the 6S Plus, it only costs them an extra couple of £100. So it's much cheaper for them to, for me to keep this phone. What should I do? I've held it in my hand and I find, because of my hand size, if I have my thumb on the home button, I can't reach where the back button would be without altering my hand's position on the unit. Somebody told me that there is assistive touch where you can actually effectively drag the back button down the screen halfway. But I still think that's going to be require more taps to initiate that rather than just having it, you know, fill the screen as normal. I'm not convinced that a 6S Plus is a great option for somebody totally blind. I do think it's going to be a bit more faffy to use it than it would be to just have a 6S. And I would really appreciate some feedback. If there are any blind 6S Plus users, come and convince me why I shouldn't actually send this phone back and get the smaller unit. Because there's no difference now. Where is with the 6 and the 6 Plus last year? The 6 Plus had image stabilization, which made your videos better. As far as I know, this year, the only difference between the 6S and the 6S Plus is the size. The image stabilization is now available on both units, as far as I know, but that might be wrong. So if I'm wrong about that, let me know if there's any other features that you get with a Plus that you don't get with a 6S standard size to convince me to not send it back to EE and go through this massive pain. Because I can't hold this phone properly, and that's without a case on it. So bearing in mind that I will never use an iPhone without some sort of bumper to protect it, it's going to add even more to the size, the width and length of the unit. And I've got quite small hands, which is unusual for a pianist, but I do have quite small fingers. So for me, I can't hold it in my hand and reach the top and the bottom. I have to put my hand in a different position to reach either end of it. And I just don't know what to do. If I keep it, I can have it now. If I don't keep it, it's going to be 2, maybe 3 weeks, depending on stock availability, whether I can even have the 6S standard size. Is it worth it? Would it be better for me to keep it all round or not? I think not. At the moment, I'm leaning towards sending it back, even if I do have to wait. And I am very annoyed with EE because of the stupid system they have. Why they can't just send me a new one out for tomorrow morning and pick this one up at the same time on the 24-hour courier? I just don't know, because they can do that if it's an insurance claim. Like 2 months ago, I dropped my iPhone 5S. No, I didn't drop it. The power port on my iPhone 5S was broken and I couldn't charge it. So they sent me a new one and they picked this one, my old 5 up at the same time. And that was done in 24 hours. But they're saying that because that was an insurance claim, it's a totally different system to a new upgrade and a new contract. But it does seem to me like EE are deliberately trying to make it very awkward for me to get the phone I want, because ultimately it's going to cost them so much more money if they have to issue two phones. I'm really angry, to be honest. When I even called them about it, they put me on hold and the manager came back and said, "Can I just ask you why you don't want this phone? It's a much more expensive phone. It's a much better phone." They tried to convince me to keep it. And I said, "Well, but it's not the one I want. It's bigger. I want the smaller one because it's a bit better for my hand." So I'd be really interested to get your thoughts on this. Should I keep it? Should I get rid of it? What do we think? I'm leaning towards sending it back. But if you can convince me that there are a ton of features in it that you don't get with the 6S that I would really appreciate by having a 6S Plus, I'd really love to hear your views. So, yeah, let me know.